Welcome back to Broken Fuse Podcast. It's episode 58, and it's January the 31st, 2017. And today's topic is the Switch announcement, well, presentation that happened about 3 weeks back now, I think. So, what do you think of the Switch announcement a couple weeks back?
So, well, I mean, I think we briefly talked about this offline before, but I mean, it kind of reaffirmed a lot of the things that we were looking for. I don't think any of us were blown away by, yeah, like the specs or anything like that. The main thing was price, which was, I mean, it was good. Like,
yeah, $300 US, $400 Canadian.
Yeah,
it's a little pricier.
That's all right. I mean, the main thing, I think, so we were looking for probably more launch titles. They didn't really give much information about that. They just kind of, like, it was more like just confirming everything that we thought would happen. Yeah, so nothing really, like, mind-blowing from my end.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. It's 8 players local multiplayer, like, local wireless play, which is great. Nintendo's always been known for local multiplayer.
Yeah, unfortunately, can't say the same about online multiplayer.
Yeah,
it's a lot left to be desired there.
Yeah,
but,
for sure. Topic of multiplayer, online multiplayer is available. There's a trial period for it until the fall of this year, and after that it's going to be a paid service, which is, I think, a step in the right direction. Because we played multiplayer back in the DS and Wii days, and it was pretty bad at times.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, we'll have to see what they do, right? Like,
yeah,
if we pay for it, hopefully the service will be as good as its counterparts. But the reality is, like, just because you're paying for something doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be better.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how they execute, and they don't have the best track record of having online multiplayer. It's just not their thing. So hopefully it works out. I honestly don't feel like it's a money issue. I mean, it's good that they're charging something, so that, like, obviously, hopefully, like, the people that will pay for it are, you know, it's basically going to restrict the number of people that are going to be playing online. So hopefully that'll help with, like, latency or help with, like, matchmaking, things like that. But at the same time, like, I highly doubt that, like, if they wanted to make online good for previous generations, I'm pretty sure they have the ability to do it. It's just,
yeah,
it wasn't really it's not on the top of their, you know, list of things to do. So, you know, they don't prioritize that at all. So we'll see what happens with this one. Realistically, I don't actually care that much about online, just because, okay, so Switch is mobile, so really, like, you could take it anywhere with you, and if you're playing, like, I don't know, it's always more fun to play in person. So
yeah,
and if I play online, for me, it's mostly on PC anyways, and I barely play any video games now anyways because I don't have time. But, like, if I do, it's almost always on PC. So, like, when I do play, like, multiplayer, like, local multiplayer, it's with you guys, like, at a party or at, like, I don't know, gathering or whatever, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not, like,
it's not critical
issue
for
no,
some people.
But I feel like they really should do it. Like, okay, so for us, it's a little bit different because we have the means of, like, getting around and like, playing, you know, like, every once in a while kind of a thing. Whereas if I was, like, or if we were, like, you know, kids, like, yeah, I don't know, in, like, middle school or something, right? Like, you don't have a car, you can't go to your friend's place.
Yeah.
You're going to spend them, and you have a lot of free time, right? So, like, you're most likely going to be playing a lot of online. So I think that's where we kind of draw the line. Like, for us, it's probably not that big of a deal because we don't play that much, first of all, because we have shit to do. And then, like, I think the other thing is just the fact that if we do want to play, like, if I want to play local multiplayer, like, I could drive to your place or you come over to my place.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a possibility. But then for, like,
yeah,
a lot of the younger kids, like, it's probably, like, their only means of playing with somebody. I don't know. Apparently, on, like, yeah, it's not like back in the day where, like, after school, everybody would go to somebody's place and play video games.
Yeah,
so we'll just go
that was
now,
like,
so
the nine Like, yo, 90s, like, early 2000s.
N64 days, man.
Yeah. No. Golden Knight.
Anyway, so, yeah. So now, like, people don't do that because, like, you can go home and then, like, in the luxury of your bedroom, you can play with, like, all your friends and eat dinner at the same time.
Pretty
so, like,
much.
You know, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, they'll get that right. But again, not, like, I'm really just looking forward to kind of seeing what other release titles they have. They're pretty conservative about that right now. It looks like there just won't be that many major titles at release.
There's, it just seems like Zelda, which is a given since it's been, we've been waiting for, like, how long now for
like,
Zelda?
It's probably, like announced before, like, the name of, like, it was announced when it was called, like, NX. So, like, it's been around for a long time, so
yeah,
for sure.
There are a few somewhat moderately big titles. Let's see. Damn it, why is it... Never mind. It's region free, which is flippin' great, because it used to be all region locked back, even with, like, the DA, well, not the DS, but, like, the 3DS, the Wii, GameCube, everything was region locked, which is a pain in the ass. If you wanted to import a game from, like, Japan, you had to either hack your system or
buy a
out of region system.
Yeah, so... Yeah, buying stuff from the gray market is never a good idea because you basically pay more and then you don't get support. So there's no warranty. There's no. It's just, yeah, not fun. Like, okay, so, I mean, there's like, what, Mario Kart?
Mario Kart 8, is April 28th.
Splatoon.
Summer
Splatoon
release.
2. Yeah. What is it? Super Mario Odyssey.
That's so, a Christmas, like, holiday release, I think.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So that's a ways away, okay. So, yeah, there's really not, like, I don't know, there isn't that much, at least from my perspective, like, in terms of, like, games
there's
I would
few.
Play.
There's, like, I think maybe 7 or 8 games that are confirmed right now. Those are 1-2 Switch, Super Bomberman, Just Dance, Skylanders,
like,
Binding of Isaac, I'm Setsuna, and Zelda.
It's like, you remember when, like, the DS first came out?
Yeah.
And, like, there were all these, like, really crummy games, like, incredibly crummy. And, like, I think some of these titles, I mean, I'm sure most of them will do fine, but there's definitely going to be, and there's a lot of third party now, right? So, like,
yeah,
there's going to be some, like, truly glorious pieces of garbage. So,
with any piece of hardware, really.
Exactly. But especially, like, so, like, well, whenever there's a new console, right, I feel like there are developers who make games purely because, like, they're going to sell because people can't buy anything else. So they're going to buy that garbage. So, like, in terms of quality titles, like, obviously, you always have to wait a little bit longer. And on release, there are very few that usually, you know, kind of do really well. Like, Zelda's probably gonna do really well because that's just the way it is. Splatoon, I mean, realistically, how much different is it from the original Splatoon? It's
basically new maps, new weapons.
It's the same mechanics. They've already experienced success with the model they have. They're just you know,
it's
revamped.
Tweaking.
So you know like it's gonna, you know. But yeah, I think the games that take advantage of the features on the Switch, the ones that kind of come out a little bit later, are the ones that are going to come out a little bit later, and those are probably going to be the ones that have, like, tremendous replay value. Going back to specs, like, so knowing, like, you know, that Nintendo's not really about specs and doesn't really matter, how do you feel? So I've always complained about this, like, battery life. How do you feel? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's definitely on the lower end, 2.5 to 6.5 hours of use.
Yeah. Which basically means 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like let's, like, be real. Yeah. So it's
3 hours moderate. Like, high end usage.
And then, like, by the time once you play it, like, with it for a while, like, expect 2.5 hours. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not gonna. It. So, do you feel like, okay, the battery's pretty small, right? 4,000 milliamp at 4,300, something like that.
Something along the lines of that. It's like
a smartphone. It's like slightly larger than a typical smartphone battery. So, yeah. In theory, you could charge it with
USB-C. Like
a portal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you could charge it with you can bring your own like battery. You could charge it like. I don't know. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think like a power bank is gonna like, you know, revolutionize? Because like in theory, yeah. If you get a beast, like if you get a brick, you could charge it like a couple times. So yeah. Then that'll last you like a solid like 8 hours. Then we're talking, right?
So yeah, for sure. Like, I usually carry a power bank anyways for my phone and my 3DS.
Yeah,
it's not a huge problem for me. But when I just want to like go out with friends, I don't want to be carrying a power bank unless I really, really need to.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like, I'm thinking like on the airplane, that kind of. So like the way I see it is like, okay, if I'm on the airplane and I'm like, most likely it's gonna be like, if it's a short flight, I'm just not gonna play anyways. But like, if I'm gonna play with friends or whatever, it's usually gonna be like a long flight, like a 6-7 hour flight.
Yeah.
In which case, the damn 2.5 hours is not gonna make it.
Yeah,
so we're gonna need. Yeah.
Yeah. Although so more and more bank, flights yeah. now have like either a USB slot.
Oh, right. They have a USB slot or a
power, like yeah. a power
especially,
socket.
Yeah. Especially
on longer like flights, longer they, yeah. like cross country or international flights usually have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
although
sometimes.
I will say that they usually have plugs, but they don't have USB ports, which boggles my mind that we still don't have USB ports on planes, but. On all planes, but yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, you could just plug in and you could run with it, but yeah. So I again always like battery. I feel like I'm totally on board with making it a little bit bigger and having like, you know, 50% more battery. Like
yeah,
like this yeah. So, but otherwise, I think it's gonna do well. I mean, like I'm pretty interested in seeing what the whole like. Mobile console is gonna be like how is it gonna play out? Like are people gonna, is it just gonna sit like in your living room like a regular console, or are people actually gonna take it out, you know? Like that's the part.
Yeah, that's a like, big question.
Yeah, because like right now it's kind of like, oh well, like Nintendo's not gonna be making a like a portable console.
This is everything for them.
Yeah, they put all their eggs in one basket, right? So yeah, like
a couple years back, if you remember, they combined both their mobile, their handheld, and their home console divisions into one unit.
Yeah,
and this is the product.
This is the product. Yeah. So like, I mean, I don't know. Like from a business perspective, I don't know if that's necessary.
It's risky.
I don't. Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it doesn't really make sense because you're going from, you know, two markets, being a player in two markets, to being, basically a player in one market or the other. It is unlikely that you can have the same kind of dominance in two categories, right? Like there's it's highly unlikely that
this is
going to be like the console and the handheld. Like
yeah,
if you can win one, it's already like
yeah, for sure.
So most companies are trying to diversify their product line, especially when there's only like, you know, two, maybe three. Like yeah, like three being like, oh, like, you know, there's like what they have the like PlayStation has like the, you can buy like the baller kit with like VR with the PlayStation, what is it, Sony Gear, is that
their VR?
Yeah,
they have their VR.
Yeah, so like there's like the regular package of that, and then you can buy like a handheld. Yeah. So like there's multiple categories there, but like what Nintendo's trying to do is like put everything into one. And I don't know if that's necessarily like, I mean, it's a very kind of different way to do things.
For sure. Although Nintendo has traditionally been dominant in the handheld market, and I think they should be okay for this generation, but going forward, it's really hard to tell what their future is going to look like.
I feel like they backed out of handheld because they know that smartphones are taking over, and that's the reality, right? Like how many people, very few people, right, will buy like a DS or a PlayStation. What is, I don't even like,
Vita was the most recent one.
Okay, whatever the latest version of the Vita was, right? So, yeah. Or is there only one version?
There's a PSP way back in the DS days, and 3DS and the Vita.
No, but the Vita, did they come out with, like...
No, there's nothing for Sony's handheld right now that Nintendo's Switch.
Yeah, so I feel like that's kind of the Switch. Like right now, it's like, okay, they're probably... So I think the next thing we're going to see is just licensing out their games for smartphones. Like, you're going to see it in the Play Store.
Which they already are. There's already plans for Fire Emblem in the future, and there's already... Super Mario Run, which is available on iOS, and Android is coming for that game a little later on.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I would be totally on board with that, although I will admit that the controls, like, it's going to be touchscreen controls, which will suck. So, I think it's going to be kind of weird having just kind of one offering. I really like portable, like, handhelds, just because you can play on the go, and I don't know, it fits my lifestyle a lot better. But it's definitely kind of a risky move on their part to put everything into one, and it'll be interesting to see how people play it. Like, I still think, like, personally, I feel like if I had a Switch, I probably would play it, like, use it like a regular console. So, like, that's just... I mean, it's probably just better that way, like, when you have it on the dock, when it's on a big screen, so, obviously, we'll see,
And of course, the whole convenience where you can just literally pick up your game of, like, Skyrim or whatever you have in your console and pick up and go.
Just keep going, exactly, so.
So, same save file, no need to transfer anything, which is super convenient, and you only need one copy of the game, so if what's happened like with... Smash, you need both copies both if you want to play on the go and at home, which is a pain in the ass. Especially DLC. The DLC.
DLC, because, like, you friggin', I mean, anyways, like, DLC is a whole different topic, and I could rant about that all day. Like, the amount of money that you spend on, like, basically buying the complete game, right? So the game plus all the DLCs, it's like hundreds of dollars. Like, and it's infinite for some games because they keep releasing DLCs. So, like, there should be just like a master membership that you could buy. Like I'm gonna give you like $200, and then for the rest of my life, like for the rest of the life of this game, like whatever you release, I will get it. Like that, or when you buy the game, like they should just sell the game for more money.
And I'd rather pay like $150, get everything for it.
Yeah, and then just get like the full game, and just be like, oh, like because what is a DLC? A DLC is an update. Right, like friggin', it's basically charging someone for an update
or that's a patch, what basically.
Yeah, a patch, exactly. Right, so it's kind of BS. I mean, it is BS. It's just, but you know, a lot of people are really into it. Like, they feel like that's, you know, there's this whole like other side of the argument where like developers will say like, oh, like, you know, they're finally getting respect and getting their dues for like all the work they have to do for keeping like the upkeep of the game, right? But like, I mean, I don't know, like, you just make a new game. Like, this is, it's not like, you know, the model has always worked. DLC is just something that happened, and then people were like, we can make a lot of money off of this, and then it's just keep
of course. Different modes that come with the system itself, the docked, TV mode, tabletop with a kickstand out and handheld with the Joy-Cons attached to it, convenient to play. Comes with the Switch itself, left and right Joy-Cons, wrist straps for the Joy-Cons, the grip, HDMI cable, the dock, and the AC adapter, which is, I think, pretty alright for what we're paying, like $300.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely, so like just running through, right? Like, if you're gonna spec out like the whole thing, like you're gonna play with all your friends, like buy a couple games, this is, you're probably looking at around $500-$600 to like set everything up, and that's pretty, like, that's typical, I think, nowadays
for consoles.
yeah, to get like the newest console, some launch titles, and then an extra controller.
Yeah.
Or a couple extra controllers. Like, yeah, that's where you're probably going to end up. I mean, so it's not like it's it, so definitely like they increased the price. So like it's not like the cheapest console they've ever released, but it's also like it's well priced. Within. Yeah, it's priced well, so it's fine. Right,
yeah.
And I think actually in the U.S., like, I think they're getting a steal. Like, for $299, that's a great deal. Unfortunately, because of currency, we have to pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
But,
which is
like,
about the same as exchange right now. About.
Yeah, it is. But, like, you know, if it was a couple years back, like, imagine this at $299. That would be amazing. So. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think money is that big a factor, when it's like, you know, the difference between like basically $100 on a console these days, it's not like the end of the world. And realistically, if it was too expensive, they just price drop in like the first like couple months, which has happened on not the initial release, but on subsequent releases. So, It's a fair price, and I don't think that's going to hinder it at all. I just think so. Like, I think they have everything set out. I think it's selling well. Like, pre-orders are doing extraordinarily well. So, I think the issue, the thing that's going to hold them back, is really a lack of solid titles. We're kind of not sure about the online, and then the whole like battery thing, right?
Yeah. So, but
those are kind of the weak points, but sure, but go ahead.
For now, hardware is fine as it is. It's just the software and the online that will probably sort itself out once the release has all been done.
I mean, there's going to be growing pains for sure. Like, the best companies in the world, when they, and here's the thing. So like with a PC game, they can release a beta and then be like, oh, like we're going to test it and then, you know, work out all the bugs. But with this, you can't test it because people don't have, like, you have to buy the console, and nobody's going to buy a console and then like test the beta. Like, you're not going to do that. So that they kind of have to, I mean, there's definitely, it's not going to be perfect for sure. There's going to be some growing pains. The question, or like the challenge, is going to be to see how they overcome those basically roadblocks, and then to see how they kind of, are they going to just maneuver around it? Are they going to like actually resolve it? Or are they, you know, like, what are they going to do? Right. So, that's absolutely critical. And I think online is a pretty important piece, even though it's not really for me at this point, but like, it's definitely like a very, very critical piece that they need to get straight in order to stay competitive. Obviously, like, there's a reason why, like, there are a lot more when it comes to competitive gaming. And I always say that competitive gaming is like the best indicator of how well a console or like
a franchise,
like basically how a franchise is going to go down in history. Like, if you have esports like covering like, oh man, like, you know, Call of Duty or like, I don't know, like whatever else they play now. Like, PC has a lot. Like, there's like, you know, Dota, League, Counter Strike, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, or like Halo, right? So like, they have competitions like that, and it's going to go down. Like, that prolongs the life of the console, the title, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's like this legacy that they leave behind. But for like Nintendo, they don't have that. They have Smash.
And that's pretty much it.
And that's an outlier, because Smash is freaking awesome, first of all. But like, it's an outlier. Smash is not like any other game in, like, I shouldn't say any other. There are some games that are similar. Like, but like, Smash is kind of an outlier.
Yeah.
And so with like any other game, right? Like, it never gets to that level. And so that's why a lot of Nintendo games, as much as like people enjoy playing them, playing with friends, like, they always talk about how like, oh, Nintendo is like, it's for casual gaming, or like, it's for like recreational gaming, or like, it's kind of like you play it and then you forget it, and then like 10 years later you're like, oh, like, I remember playing that. I don't really remember like what it was about, but like, I played it.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, if they can get like online right and get like, you know, start bringing in, you know, games that are that have more competitive, exactly, have better mechanics, have like a better competitive aspect to it, a setup to it, that would be huge for the industry. And I think for their they're part of their share of the pie anyways for like in terms of just setting that legacy, right? Like,
yeah, for sure. It's like even with Splatoon, you could totally do tournaments with that.
You could totally do it, but like, there's like a limitation, right? Like we were playing, like what was it? Like I forgot what the thing was, but it was like, was it like number of teams or was it? I don't remember, but it was like we couldn't. It was like this is what's preventing it from being competitive. I forgot what it was though.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've picked up Splatoon on the Wii U.
I don't know. Yeah, but I remember when we played, like, we talked about it. We were like, oh, this is like, you know, it has many aspects like a first-person shooter. And
it's a nice, fun twist to it, but it's like I'd like to see it become, like, a bigger player in the competitive esports arena.
Yeah. It like, they have Splatoon competitions. I've seen a couple of, like, matches, but... it's definitely not the same, and it still has a ways to go before it can compete with the big boys. But like you mentioned, like if they get these things right, like this will definitely be like a console that'll last a long time. The other thing in the back of my mind that I was thinking was like Nintendo likes to roll out like improvements to. You know how like the DS had like the 3DS and then like the 3DS XL and then like the advanced one
the
or
new
like
3DS.
The new 3DS, right? So like I'm all of, like I'm fine with that, but I also feel like if I were to buy a console and then they were to roll out like there's a new Switch and then like oh there's hardware upgrades and then like certain games you can only play on the new one.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on, like, yeah. So, in the back of my mind, I'm
pretty sure
like,
that, like, 2 years down the road, there's going to be, like, either a Switch XL or, like, a new Switch.
So I'm fine with, like, okay, like, if you, like, oh, like, improvements to, like, battery or, like, improvements to whatever. Like, I just don't want it to be, like, oh, like, you can't play this game unless you buy the new console. In which case... You essentially, it's like you've released a new generation, but not really. Yeah. You just kind of tweaked it so that I have to get rid of my old console, buy the new one, so I could play like the second half of the. I'm into the second half of the life cycle of this. Console. Like, so
it did happen.
Did
happen with the 3DS. The new 3DS, there's like a few titles like Xenoblade that needed the extra oomph and horsepower to actually play it.
And I just feel like if I don't really care about that game, so like it didn't affect me, but like if I wanted to play that game, boy, that would suck. If like I was like, oh man, like I have to get a new DS just to play that game, and it's at the end of its life cycle. So like, I don't know. That's so normally with consoles, it almost never happens, right? So it's always with handhelds that we've seen that kind of evolution. But with consoles, typically, I mean, consoles get updated, but it's never been like, oh, like you can't play the game.
Yeah.
But now that like console and handheld are kind of merged together, I feel like that's going to be a move, right? Like it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that I don't want to see happen, but if it does, like,
I'm okay. Well, there's nothing we can do.
Either get left behind or get the new console.
Yeah. Or just be like, all right, I'm just going to play with whatever collection I have, and then I'll wait for the new gen. So, But yeah, no, I think, like, aside from that, like aside from all these, like, potential pitfalls and, like, it's you know, I think they've done extraordinarily well in trying to be like revolutionary, right? Like I didn't mean to use that word, but like basically like they're trying to be different, trying to recreate,
which has always been Nintendo's way. It's like they do everything their own way.
Yeah, exactly, because they know they can't compete. They don't compete in the realm of like horsepower or like. You know, so like they know where they sit in the grand scheme of things, and they play it very well. So this is very interesting, and it should do well. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the bigger titles come out, like and see how that goes. And I'm also looking forward to kind of I want to know what the local multiplayer is going to feel like, right? So, yeah. Like, for me, I still think that, like, N64 local multiplayer and, like, or, like GameCube local multiplayer was, like, was amazing. Like,
that was, yeah, it was like those were, like, the literally the gold best. Standard.
Like, yeah, like, I'm not saying the Wii was bad or, like, the Wii U was, like, not as, like, they're fun, it's great. I don't know why, though, like, it just don't feel as connected as when I played, like GameCube. Like Melee, like, we still talk about, like, how we play Smash Bros. Melee. Like, Melee for us is still, like, the gold standard, like, the best. Like,
fighting games, local yeah. fighting games, it's, like,
yeah, it's sorry, fighting, top, yeah, fighting, like, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's in the top tier fighting games like Street Fighter or,
yeah.
Games
like that. I mean, we're not saying, like, you know, obviously they're not substitutes, but, like, in terms of, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's, like, in terms of just, like, local multiplayer, and, like, I don't even play Street Fighter, so I can't, I have it, and I played it a couple times, but, like, I'm not actually good at it. But, like, for whatever reason, like, you just feel more, like, satisfied when you're playing with your friends on, like, GameCube.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Like, there's, yeah.
With local multiplayer, especially with Nintendo games, you shit talk with your friends so much. that's the whole fun of, like, playing Nintendo.
No, absolutely, just, absolutely. So, like, just yeah.
trash I mean, talk I, all your friends the whole yeah, time.
And, yeah, and I also feel like, I don't know, I feel like the controllers are better. Like, that 64 controller, the GameCube controller was good. The Wii Cube, was yeah. kind of, yeah.
The Wii, it was like, whatever. The Wiimote, yeah. fun concept yeah. of a controller.
But not for Smash. Like, no. It was not, yeah.
Like, everyone and the same, went yeah. back to the Cube controller, which is, like,
yeah, exactly. The so, only yeah, way exactly. to play. So, yeah, so exactly. So Brawl with that was fine. But, like, again, but part of it is just, so I wonder with the new controllers, like, being so small and,
there I don't is know the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
Which is,
I don't like again. I don't know if how that's going to work out, but it's just like yeah, it's interesting to see how that's going to turn out. And I hope, like for me, like my greatest kind of like the way I imagine it playing out would be like just like having like eight people over and then having like tournaments like all night. So like
yeah,
that's basically like yeah, that's basically how like I foresee it happening. But obviously we'll have to see like if it's like oh really like portable and if online's really good, people are gonna. You know, we're just gonna stay at home and play with each other and shit talk each other over Skype. So that's basically how we play all of our other games, right? So, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely I'm looking forward to it. I know you're gonna get it on release day.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be fortunate enough to test it out pretty early on. But
yeah, there have been Switch events. Yeah. I think in the States there was one in Toronto. I think. Just this past weekend, couldn't yeah. go because I'm stuck at work. Unfortunately, there's been a few in the UK as well, from what I know.
Yeah, so it's. I mean, they're gonna like. I'm sure there's gonna be test events, and I think as we get closer, there's gonna be more and more. And when the game releases, or when the console releases,
there's gonna be demo units at like GameStop, big yeah. retailers yeah. across the globe.
No, it'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be good, and I don't think it'll be like it won't. There will be no shortage. They learned their lesson from the Wii, so I think we're
to okay a certain now. Extent. Yes.
Yeah.
The NES Mini sold out in like literally minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Yes. That is yeah. Although that's not really like.
Well, it's a novelty thing for
yeah.
most people.
I feel like that was done on purpose. Like that it was like a collector's thing, so
yeah.
But yeah. I don't know, was there anything else you needed to cover or I
think we got everything. Most of it. See the controllers have they call it HD rumble, which is technically haptic feedback.
HD
rumble. Okay. Haptic feedback, okay. basically.
Whatever. Haptic feedback. Got it.
Okay. Gyro controls are within the Joy-Cons. A couple other big titles is Xenoblade Chronicles 2. 2017 release. No solid release date. Shin Megami Tensei 5. Fire Emblem Warriors. Project Octopath Traveler from... Square Enix. It's an 8-bit JRPG. Skyrim is confirmed, no release date, and working title of No More Heroes 3. If you remember that on the Wii, that was a
yes, pretty, I do. That was a sick game.
That was a pretty fun game. I'd love to see it come out soon, but you know how titles are. They get pushed back so often.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I don't want to say it's common, but it's definitely. Yeah,
it's a major thing to. It does come up every so often that a game does get pushed back.
Yeah, so, I mean, look. This is the beginning of a new generation. Just like, for me, I'm going to stay patient. I'm probably going to get a little bit down the road, a couple of months, and see how it plays out. If there is, like, one amazing game, and then, like, everybody's playing it, you guys are all on it, then, yeah, I'm getting it. But yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of potential, definitely very interesting. And I know, well, a lot of our friends are going to get it for sure, so.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think that's it, right? Was there anything else? There's nothing new. Like, I don't think there's going to be any sort of major breakthroughs from now till release. It'll just be like release, and then like people will review it, and then we'll see what happens.
What, a month now until it's released?
Yeah. So no, a little bit over a month, right? So
30.
What is it?
Days.
It's
about 30
beginning
days.
Of March. Okay.
So we got about, let's see, 4 weeks and 3 days. So 31 days, basically.
Oh, March 3rd. Oh, shit. Okay. So, yeah, you're right. 30 days, yeah. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think those are major points that we need to go through. Let's see. Yeah. I think that's it for today's Switch podcast. So, yeah, we'll see ya.
We'll see you when we have it.
So, in about a month, we'll have another podcast for sure. And I think we need to do another podcast for our 2016 picks for games.
Oh, like top?
Yeah.
Might be a little too late, but we could always revisit that. But yeah, we're definitely going to do another one when the Switch comes out. We'll see how that goes. And then we'll see. Yeah, we could do a rundown. Maybe not a comprehensive list, but like just kind of like our favorites from last year.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
And that concludes our first podcast of the year, covering one of the bigger releases for consoles in for a while at least. And so, see you later.